Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Boys, here.
You look like you forgot where you were for a second there.
Yeah, no, I was trying to say something to get this started, and I guess our name is just as good as anything. And my name is James Miller.
My name is Peter O'Donohue.
Beep boop, it's me, Ethan, the wall making robot.
The wall? Wall? You make walls?
I build walls.
What does that mean? Why do we need walls?
To separate
ourselves. Society needs walls to divide itself.
Wow.
Well, one, it keeps my neighbor away from me.
Peter's neighbor would be all up in the recording, if not for the walls.
It also keeps the audio in here.
Okay. Well, don't build a wall between this episode and the last one, because this is part two of the Arthas arc.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Dabs
the
on a segue.
Arthas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not a robot, by the way.
What's that, Ethan? You said we got business cards? That's so weird.
Anybody listening for the first time, I am not a robot.
No.
I am people. I am the funny, slash cute, slash smart, slash talented lore boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're the other ones.
Yeah, that's right. He took there. All the titles.
Yes.
I'm the tall one, the short one, the fat one, the skinny one.
Yeah.
The one who climbs on rocks. I don't even know what that's from.
Even the one with chicken pox. It's the Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, if you guys want to listen to the last episode, you can go find that. But if you don't want to, that's okay.
https://www.thelorboys.com.
I was gonna say that, but then I realized if they're listening to this one, most likely you know how to find us, right? But
maybe not.
I guess.
Yeah.
What if?
Maybe they finally found my message in a bottle with a transcript of this episode.
So yeah. I was going to say, what if like a cell phone with one episode downloaded onto it fell out of an airplane, landed on a desert island?
They created a religion around it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they created a religion around it. They had
These boys must be crazy.
Yeah. And they just love Arthas because it's only the first part where he rises to power and doesn't do anything that bad yet.
But, we'd be like saints.
Yeah.
So there would be like a church with how you've described Arthas.
Yeah.
Built out of like coconut shells and straw. And then us.
I do love how he slaughtered an entire village of innocents on the last episode, and you're like, he didn't do anything that
bad
yet.
There's reasons to that. Actually, by the end he did some pretty bad stuff.
There was a whole bread massacre.
I guess for those of you who hadn't listened to the last part, I'll do a quick recap. And so there's a guy named Arthas.
Put it back on.
Exactly.
We're recapping.
I actually just did that. Yeah.
Wow. Physically recapping.
Yeah.
Aging Dr. Freud.
We have an episode about that too.
Yeah. No.
Freud and Jungian
persona.
Psychology.
Youngish. Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, let's talk about Arthas.
Like
so Arthas, he started off as a young prince in the land of Lordaeron. This is for the Alliance faction of World of Warcraft. He grows up, he loves this girl named Jaina, he has this horse named Invincible that he rides too hard, and it dies.
Now, we got some things wrong on the last episode, Jamie.
I don't even remember which ones they
were. Yeah, that's true, there were supposed to be some quick corrections at the
beginning. Not gonna lie, when I started saying the sentence, I knew that you didn't remember. Because I don't remember them either.
Yeah. No, there's a couple small things that...
Someone's king had a different name?
Oh, Varian was Anduin Wrynn's son, not his father.
That's right.
There you go.
Larian or something?
It's Lars or Lar. It's like a double L name. Larry, Laru,
Larry,
Larry
the King.
Yeah,
King of Lordaeron.
Larry the Kingle guy.
Hey, Larry, what are you gonna name your kid? Very.
Yeah.
Arthas. What?
Yeah.
Gitterden.
No, it's Varian's father.
Varian's father.
Not Arthas. Don't get that twisted.
King Menethil.
All right, so let me get through this recap, though, or else we're gonna be all be confused. So there's a young boy. He grows up into a prince. He has this beautiful horse that he saw born. Rides it. It dies. Okay? Dude goes to the king. The king is like, hey, we got a plague in the north. And then Arthas is like, okay, me and my girlfriend, Jaina the mage, we're going to go get that plague. And they go up and they see some undead. Okay. And then they're like, oh, shit, undead. Where's this coming from? Oh, it's in the grain. Shit.
It's in the grain.
So then they go and they follow the grain to Stratholm. And Stratholm, the grain has been dispersed. And it's in the bread.
In the beer.
In the beer. And in the beer. And the bread.
And in everything. So then, obviously.
They found out. Sorry, I was going to say they found out that it was in the grain because the Quaker Oats guy, the picture had changed to a zombie as well.
Yeah.
Missing his jaw with his tongue hanging out. Yeah. Like, I think this has gone bad.
Yeah. So, logical conclusion. A couple people get sick. You kill everyone in the town.
Yeah.
Arthas. One person in the city gets exactly. sick. And then this Arthas, like, going to do that. Uther, Arthas is like, paladin trainer. He's like, don't do that. Arthas does it. Whatever.
God gave you powers to do good things, exactly. And he's going to take them away.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then there is a dreadlord named Mal'Ganis, big old demon boy. Mm-hmm. He says, come up to Northrend. That's where I am. So then Arthas runs up to Northrend, takes a fleet, goes up there, burns his own ships so his men can't go home, gets a sword that is cursed. Loses his soul to the cursed sword.
Kills his friend, Bronzebeard, by accident.
Who taught him how to fight and taught him the double kick to the gut move.
Right.
Mutadin, who was Magni's brother.
Magni's brother.
That's the other correction.
Yes! Mutadin was Magni's brother.
There, okay, thank God.
Yeah. We're not idiots.
We're getting back in that space.
The listeners are idiots.
Don't say that.
Am I so ill-informed?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's the listeners who are wrong. Yeah, yeah.
And Big Daddy Arthas goes over to Mal'Ganis and says, hey, I found the sword, and the Lich King's talking to me. And Mal'Ganis is like, what does he say? And then Arthas is like, well, he says, I will get my revenge. And then he kills Mal'Ganis, what he thinks is the causer of the plague. Then Arthas sails home with his favorite knights.
With his resurrected ships.
Resurrected ships. Yeah, that's right. Because we don't know where those came from. And he murders his father in cold blood on the throne.
For good measure, when he gets home with his cursed rune blade, kills his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is transformed from a young-looking prince with blonde hair and green stormy eyes to deep blue icy eyes with white hair and a gaunt face. Mm-hmm. So now,
ghostly pallor.
Yeah.
He actually had lead poisoning. Because ghosts aren't real.
All these crazy things.
It's not a cursed sword. It's just made out of lead, and he's not wearing gloves.
Yeah. Just keeps licking it. Like,
yeah. they had all that canned food on the ships.
Yeah. They had canned food. No lead in the cans, but he kept using his sword to open it.
Yeah.
And like licking the beans off the edge.
Just plonks in the middle, and they so slurp huge. It out.
Chewing on it. Especially because swords and WoW are so fucking huge. Like a normal-sized can.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. We have Arthas, who is a young prince who clearly loved his disciples. Or is that the right word? Or the
subjects.
Subjects, the people who followed him. And he was very kind to them. And he went so far as to save them, as to sell his soul and destroy them all. Basically, so now
it could happen to you. The moral here is one, lore boys, very anti lead.
Yeah.
Two, kill your friends and family for their own good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Check on your subjects regularly.
Yeah. Check them up. Yeah.
If it's been a while, if it's been like a couple days since you last checked on your subjects, just go see them. Go shake their hands.
Yep.
Kiss a baby.
If there's something wrong with one of them, make sure to kill everybody else because people talk.
Yeah, no.
And nobody likes a gossip.
One problem with one of them in any given town, kill the whole town.
One of them learns to read, and all of a sudden they want to vote.
Yeah,
that's it. Compliment the maggots in their face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do what you need to keep them happy, is what we're saying.
Exactly. And even when he is this undead leader, he still cares for his undead.
So
there's still a little piece of Arthas in there.
So when he loses his soul, does he die and he's just a vessel now, or is he cursed?
The books.
Let's jump to the end of this episode, James.
Well, the books.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that was going
to
be.
I can give you the book's prologue. Actually, speaks to this. So, okay. The beginning of the book, it shows Arthas fighting with Ner'zhul, but you don't know it's Ner'zhul yet. The actual Lich King.
Oh, okay.
And a young boy. And he's fighting with Ner'zhul and the young boy, and they're talking to each other, and the boy looks very sick, and you find out later that the young boy is his humanity, and Ner'zhul is the Lich King. And him, in the middle, this is just, like, made real.
Manifestation of his soul.
Of his soul, yeah, exactly.
That's pretty fucking cool.
So he's fighting with his humanity and becoming, or
Dark Link and Zelda.
Why does this rosy-cheeked little boy look so familiar and sad about what I'm doing? Every time I try to pick him up, he turns to ash in my arms and then reappears behind me.
Yeah. So actually, I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't put that in, but that's how I was going to end. So it's nice to put that at the beginning.
I knew you were jumping to the end of this.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm a WoW ignoramus.
Yeah.
Oh, happy E3, everybody.
Story structure.
I thought he was a Zambo already.
But we don't find out if he beats the Lich King or not yet.
So. Oh, okay.
Nope. Or if he even meets him. Like, he's just getting whispering from the swords at this point.
He literally stood in a mindscape and spoke with him.
In a mindscape. In a dream, yeah.
Does that really count as meeting? It's like texting someone you never actually run into.
Yeah.
I dream about famous people all the time. I assume they're all my friends.
I've had sex with Megan Fox.
Yeah.
She won't return my tweets.
Big deal. We all have, Jamie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I've had sex with the entire cast of Marvel's Avengers. So
yeah,
dang, yeah. Even that little raccoon guy.
Oh yeah,
Bradley, especially him.
I mean Bradley Cooper, but yeah,
Bradley Cooper in a tiny green screen outfit.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper that as a 3 foot tall raccoon. Yeah, but yes,
nice.
Yes, I have had sex with that. Him, excuse me.
I usually have a segue, not this time.
It's not worth it.
So there's Arthur, fucking a horse.
Actually,
voiced by Bradley Cooper. Cooper is the name of a guy who makes barrels.
As much as Ethan loves tiny raccoons, Arthas loved his horse.
There we go.
And he's off to the Balnir farmstead where the horse was laid to rest at this point.
He buried his horse?
His horse was buried back when he was like in his 20s.
That's whenever, rich people for you.
Well, yeah. Is it?
Burying your horse sounds like a euphemism.
I think
like Arthas buries his horse in his horse.
Hey, listen, man, you see Jaina last night? Yeah. And then, of course, all you hear from him, normally if he was still human, would be a witty retort like, yeah, I really buried the horse. But in actuality, an unseen breeze blew his white hair across his face, and he stared unblinkingly at the guy who asked him that question.
And then he just went, drool coming out of his mouth.
I think you guys are mixing up. Yeah, no need to bury a dead horse, all right, guys?
Yeah, because then you can't beat it.
Yeah, so he loves his horse. He killed it by accident when he was young. Yeah. Now he has the ability to raise the dead. He's already had a dream about raising invincibles, so he goes and digs up his horse and does it.
Totally natural, normal, sane thing to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you could resurrect a beloved childhood pet, would you not?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. She's right there.
Is Screamer an undead cat?
Looks more dead.
I'm allergic to undead cats.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah. Well, the invincible horse named Invincible was actually invincible.
Okay.
Right? Because it's raised.
He goes to resurrect it, he finds it still alive under the ground.
You guys thought you were so smart telling me my horse Invincible wouldn't need that name, but look at me now.
And honestly, they have a really close relationship still, even though both of them have kind of lost their souls.
Jamie, yeah. We make the joke too much for you to say they have
real
a close relationship.
No, yeah, like there's like scenes in the book where they like look at the horse and like he's really tender with that horse. And I'm not even. This is playing into your joke, but this is real. Yeah. Oh, also to recap, if you didn't see last week or hear last week,
Arthas fucks his horse
a lot.
That was the joke.
A lot.
Yeah.
That was the meme for
the
episode.
That's the Lord Boys came in.
Yeah.
For the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now he has his horse, and he sets off on to adventure to be an undead. He has the Scourge, and he's just kind of taking over Azeroth at this point.
A good, benevolent king.
What does the horse look like now? Like, just a zombie?
You can look it up online. I sent a picture in the chat.
Okay, so he's got, like, blue fire mane now?
He looks like a skeleton horse.
Right,
but
fire.
He also has wings.
Oh.
He's a flying mount because it was during the third expansion, or the second expansion.
Okay.
Whenever flying mounts were a thing, so it had to be, because if you're going to grind that long, better fucking fly.
Is it like an eighth of a percent to get it or something?
Now it is. I think it was much more close to like an actual guaranteed drop back in the day, but you had to get a 40-man raid to this really hard content, which I actually did this content with my buddy since the last episode, have experience. Yeah,
Ice Crown Citadel?
Yeah. Yeah, I died. I was a mage, and he was a paladin, and he could tank, and I couldn't at all.
Yeah, no. It's so much easier to run old dungeons when you have tankiness.
Yeah.
They take forever.
There was a stat squish and stuff. So you used to be able to run ICC at 100 very easily, but since the last two expansions, you need 110 or 120 to run it as easily.
Okay.
It's a sliding scale as the expansions come out.
Okay, okay.
But I did beat
You're never really making progress. You just
a rising cap raises all raids sort of thing? Okay.
Yeah. So, wait, where were we? Horse, he looks like a skeleton. So now they're off.
Is tender with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super, super nice with him. And he has
the
his best
feed
back.
For my undead horse. It's like grain just spills out of its chin.
It's just like chewing an apple and like juice is falling out of me.
He's got like one bucket hung over the horse's face and another bucket directly under the horse's face.
They just switch him out.
Just catch, exactly. he's raised Ogden from the dead to take care of the horse. Ogden was the stable boy.
Yeah. So I was looking up, and Ogden actually has a real name, and there's There's a fair amount of story around Ogden.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
For anybody who wants the complete story,
I'm not allowed to tell you the name.
No.
So.
Jamie's going to be streaming WoW in 2 months when WoW Classic comes out.
We'll add it in post.
So you can watch him on that stream, and he will guaranteed 100% mention it.
Yeah.
Because he will remember to do that.
I booked a 2-week vacation just just this week to actually get ready for that WoW Classic, the first 2 weeks of September.
Yeah.
So beauty. Going to Azeroth, babies.
Beauty, beauty,
beauty. All right. So we're still quite early in this. So they're... Arthas sets out in one of the first towns. He meets another Dreadlord.
What's his ambition now that he's
the Whisperings of the Lich King? He follows
right now
he is the with the Scourge and he's kind of taking over things.
Okay,
his first point of order once he was in Lordaeron was get my horse back after killing my father.
Right,
and now he's there and he's like, Lich King's like, head off to this town. So he heads off to this town and Tychondrius the Darkener. Is a Dreadlord that's there. He has cloven hoofs. We talked about that last time.
Yeah. The difference between cloven hoofs and regular hoofs.
You can learn a lot of animal facts on the Lore Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snake teeth, shark skin.
How to feed a dead horse.
Yeah, something dead horse.
Oh, yeah, is it? Wait, don't feed a dead horse? Is that
it? Yeah, don't feed a dead horse after midnight is the
expression. Oh, yeah.
That's
what
the movie Gremlins 2 was about.
Don't bury a dead horse?
Not Gremlins 1.
No.
That was about Gremlins.
It's a weird, it's a weird shift, but.
So, if you remember last episode, he killed a Dreadlord. Mm-hmm. He killed Mal'Ganis, the Dreadlord.
Yeah.
So he comes up on another Dreadlord. You'd be a little worried, right? Like they kind of talk. So he gets to that, and he's expecting a fight. But Tychondrius is like, hey, thanks for doing that. Good on you, dude. Like, that was really strong of
you. Really serving the land there, the young prince.
Yeah.
Or is a king now, my bad.
Yep. So he was congratulating him for his efforts, and he was happy he took out a Dreadlord, that he killed his own father, because he's like, he's killing bit by bit, like, pieces of his past, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this point, he's killed his kingdom and his friend Mirrodin. So that's That's a lot.
Killed his
Tychondrius,
horse.
I guess, not a big fan.
Brought his horse back, though.
He brought his horse back. Mm. Exactly. But he did kill it in a lot of ways. Yeah.
So he's like, Arthur's just standing there with like flies buzzing around his face and like on a dead horse with like dead minions around him. And Tychondrius just like, yeah, good job getting him. He was the guy with the scourge, wasn't he?
You're right. I hate the scourge.
Once again, he says nothing, but an unseen breeze just blows hair across his face.
Droll. Well, actually, yeah. So he says nothing, but he no longer felt... Arthas says out loud that he feels... No, he did say something. He said that he no longer felt remorse for any of his actions, but then in the book it goes to his inner monologue, and there's this little twinge of, yeah, I do, though.
Like a small tiny
boy.
Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a small boy in his head, somehow.
Uh-huh.
How could you fit a whole boy in your head?
If you imagine him. If you imagine him small enough.
What is imagine?
Yeah. Oh,
it's where the Witch King like whispers to you in the ethereal realm.
Yeah. So Tychondrius and the Lich King.
The Darkener is his title?
The Darkener, yeah. I didn't actually look up why he's the Darkener.
Graffiti.
But
just Sharpies.
I'm sure he's like somewhere in the world of Warcraft or Warcraft. Well, he's in Warcraft 3 almost certainly. But yeah, you move on. and Lich King's whispering now, time to resurrect Kel'Thuzad. So do you remember Kel'Thuzad?
Yes.
Yes.
He was part... the wizard who boiled down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was one of the first town where they discovered the Scourge.
Exactly.
He killed him in a barn by crushing both his knees.
Yeah.
And then after his body melted away...
left the bones.
Yeah, he assured Jaina that that would be the last they heard of him.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So the next part is they go to get Kel'Thuzad. That's the mission. And Kel'Thuzad was a mage of the Kirin Tor, so that's in Dalaran.
Okay.
That's where, in the same, where Jaina was studying, Kel'Thuzad was also a mage who just kind of went off the rails, and he got into the undead stuff.
Started dabbling in necromancy.
Right, started whispering to the Lich
God
King.
Damn it, if you guys are at home, take a drink. We're talking about the defiling the sanctity of life once again.
Yep, yep. And,
not to fuck a dead horse over here, but.
we've said that a few different ways. Don't feed a dead horse, don't bury a dead horse, don't
raise
a dead horse.
It's called a malaphor when you mix your metaphors.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that was the guy who made the Lord of the Rings bad.
No, that was Melchior.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Melkor, excuse me.
Melchior, that's
nice. Oh, it's Milky Oreos, what?
Milky Oreos. Yeah. You can take that to the bank and smoke it.
All right, so Ketegondrius, he exists now. He is a dreadlord. He's on the side of Arthas. I put little quotations there because you never really know what a dreadlord is.
Arthas doesn't really have a whole lot of, like, he doesn't feel any ennui for having to resurrect two of the things he's killed thus far because he's really just control Z-ing a lot of his fucking work.
Well, yeah, he hasn't...
brought
yeah.
back his horse, brought back Kel'Thuzad.
He hasn't yet.
Okay.
Kel'Thuzad
hey, Lich King, can I bring back my dad?
No.
Eventually.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. So the next thing is you got to get Kel'Thuzad alive.
Okay.
And this is the Lich King specifically saying that this is what you have to do. This is not Ticondrius. Lich King from the swords whispering, hey, go get Kel'Thuzad.
Yeah, okay, boss. Whatever you say.
Yep. So he packs up shop, goes to the town where he found Kel'Thuzad, finds his bones, easy peasy.
He's like, hey, right where I left him.
Yep.
I knew I left you there for a reason.
Problem is, when he boiled over and bubbled, his bones and remains... not so clean and easy to carry.
Still got broken knees.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still a broken arm.
Your knees don't get better when you get resurrected from the dead.
Raises up, collapses immediately. Yeah. That's where you gotta get returns to the amount of pain he died in.
You gotta get knee replacement surgery before you die.
Yeah. He's on undead CSST. Like, yeah, he's gotta collect his payments. And
no, I can't work.
Yeah.
He gets addicted to undead pain meds.
Like, please, sir, my skeleton. He's very sick. Help. Yeah.
Kel'Thuzad, they go and get his bones and stuff, but they can't carry it because it's too broken up. So they tell Arthas, or
they just used a rake in like a big bag.
That's an idea, but it was pretty easy because they looked across the way and there's a funeral march going on with a great big urn.
Oh.
So they're like, perfect.
Good. Well, that's convenient.
We'll get the
it's a good thing it wasn't a bag. It's like, okay, one bag is Kel'Thuzad's bones. One is the bag that we're donating to Salvation Army. Don't get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Arthas keeps trying to direct like two skeletons on how to like rake up the bones into the bag. He's like, okay, you with the rake. Start raking. Yes. Now put the bones in the bag. And the skeleton holding the bag just climbs into the bag. Like, no, the other bones. The bones on the ground.
Not
the
your rake. Bones. Kel'Thuzad's bones.
The rake is also made out of tiny bones.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like a big bone hand. That could be some interesting things to draw.
Yeah.
Just an exasperated Arthas trying to direct two skeletons to rake up a third skeleton.
Yeah. Yep. So Arthas starts going towards the funeral march to demand that... to take the urn, basically.
Give me your grandpappy's ashes.
Mm-hmm. In front of the funeral march, leading it and guarding it, is Uther Lightbringer.
Oh.
And this is the boy who taught, or the man who taught the boy how to be a paladin.
Yeah.
He is, like, uber paladin. If you think of a paladin in World of Warcraft or Warcraft, like, Uther's could contend with, like, any of them.
He, like, exists in a beam of light at all times.
Yeah.
He's always daytime.
Huge worshiper of the light.
Uther is the paladin in Hearthstone.
Yeah.
We were talking about it off air.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, Jaina, the mage that we're talking about, too, is also the...
the mage in Hearthstone.
The mage in
Hearthstone. You choose, like, you're in the middle of your deck of cards. You have, like, a character, right?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much, yeah. And with hero powers and stuff. But this is not Hearthstone.
You play a class, basically.
Yeah, okay. I know video games, guys.
Because you can also get skins, which, like, So, like, Arthas has a skin where you play as a different paladin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Basically.
And then it announces who you're playing against. It doesn't say you're playing against paladin. It goes, Uther! Or,
like, exactly
Sheena!
Sheena!
Yeah. Hey, well, how does Archmage Antonitis go? You said it the last episode. I forget.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. When you play, yeah, every time you play a spell, you get a fireball into your hand.
A fireball spell?
A fireball spell. So okay. You basically can just like recycle spells into more powerful spells to get a ton of damage. And every time you play a spell, he goes, aha! Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So if you got someone who stacks a bunch of spells in their hand, you just get, aha! Aha! Aha!
I'd love to be that happy and constantly surprised. Yeah, right. He seems like pleasantly surprised by these things.
He's about to get surprised later in this episode.
Uh oh.
Yeah. But Kel'Thuzad, he needs an urn. Uther Lightbringer is guarding the urn. So Arthas says, "Uther, give me the urn. Step aside, and I'll let you go."
Give me your urn.
Yeah. Uther says, "No, can't do it. I cannot do it. The person in this urn, I promised." With all of my heart that I would deliver them to their burial place. And Arthas is like, okay, like, don't make me do this, Uther. Then they have to fight.
Just dig him up afterwards, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
It's just yeah. Like, uh-oh, I guess me and my skeleton army tried asking nicely, we'll just leave.
They
asked and
they
just
nicely.
Go into the barn and wait.
So, like, Arthas walks up, and then it's like, Blue wants to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Uther calls in the power of the light. He's completely glowing. He is like ultra powerful. Him and Arthas get into this epic battle. Uther's hammer's swinging. The Frostmourne, like with the power of the Lich King, is just being raised to like block every shot.
Brick on a rope, just going wild.
Yeah. Yep.
Got a mind of its own.
He's got like a fan that he's attached the brick on a rope to.
Rune brick.
Yeah. He has it dipped in like that glow stick stuff, yeah, so yeah. It glows. Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah. It's so disoriented. Oh,
yeah, on an electric fan.
Yeah.
Or like on a ceiling fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Uther eventually gets the upper hand. He knocks Arthas onto his back. Frostmourne goes clang, 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 clang away from him. Uther stands over him, says, "I hope there's a special place in hell for you, boy." And then he goes, and he's like, "This is for your father," raises his hammer. Arthas puts out his hand, the sword, like, with the power of the Lich King, clatters to his hand. All of a sudden, he's in his hand, and he reaches up, and he slays Uther. Stabs him in the gut.
So he can summon the sword to him, too.
It happened just this once, because the Lich King has a lot of power, and it was
He never loses his sword again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Lich King whispers to him, "Don't let go of your sword, idiot."
I had a dream about not dropping my sword.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a special power, but it happened in this instance. I think in the book, it's like all of a sudden it was in his hand. It wasn't like he called it back, but...
He was just like slowly like backing away on like his palms for like a minute and a half while Uther monologued, and then he had his sword. And, like,
"Dear the light, I hope there is a special place in hell." He has his eyes closed, his hands.
He like kneels down to pray. Like,
All this shit's on cooldown.
Yeah, exactly.
Just use lay of hands. Oh, that's the other thing I want to correct. Lay of hands, I said 1 minute was a short cooldown last week. That's not a short cooldown at all. If lay of hands had a 10-minute cooldown, that would be completely okay with the WoW world. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Damn. It's a full heal instant. No cast time, so
that's pretty. Oh, well, that's really fucking good.
Yeah, I just want to clear that up, because I know if anyone plays WoW at home, they were just like fuck no, Lay of Hands sucks, because everyone hates Lay of Hands when they're playing as paladins. But
paladins don't hate it.
Nope, they love it.
You hate paladins though.
Did I say that?
Yeah, last week, because they have divine shield.
Oh, I hate their bubble. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
divine and their lay on hands. Yeah.
PvP, they're kind of annoying to play against. Yeah. But
they're just annoying. That's the thing, because they don't do like crazy amounts of damage or anything. It's like they're so hard to kill. You're like, bleh.
And they can damage you while they're completely invulnerable, yeah. Which seems unfair.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Uther, this is another part of ours. This is past that he's put to rest. A huge part, all of his divinity, basically. He's killed symbolically and physically with Uther.
Now he just needs to go back and get a better grade on that math test, and he's everything's taken care of.
Yeah. So also, I didn't mention it now because I wanted it to be more of a reveal, but in the urn is his father's ashes. So he.
Oh, okay. So I thought this was like years later.
No. This is like weeks later at most.
Okay.
Kills his dad, Lich King, go resurrect Kel'Thuzad.
No, he killed his dad and instantly went to go res his horse. Like his horse,
sweet.
He loves his horse a lot. Okay. He won't wait on that.
Oh, okay.
Then go resurrect Kel'Thuzad.
Yeah. It says, like, weeks later, he went to go meet Tychondrius, and then they went on from there.
So okay, yeah.
This is, like, at most a month after.
Royal funeral makes sense if this takes, like, a couple of weeks. We put, like, the Pope in an aquarium for a little while so people can be sad about it.
Yeah. So not
only... Do we put the Pope in an aquarium?
In, like, a glass viewing coffin.
So no one... Okay. Oh.
Like more like a terrarium, though. It's not filled with water.
That's true, yeah.
I was confused.
We put a little stick in there so he's happy.
Yes. we put a branch in there so the Pope can sleep comfortably. The Vatican just stinks of crickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, so not only did he kill his father, he ruined his father's funeral and killed the man who his final vow was to...
Inter his father.
To bury his father.
Even in death, he just can't stop being an embarrassment.
Yeah, so that sucks.
What did he do with the ashes? Just dump them out? Or did he use them to prop up the bones?
It doesn't really mention, but he just, like, dumped them out pretty
just
much.
Just throws Kelsey's bones in there with him.
Yeah. I was thinking, just like, he's got his two doofy skeletons. He's like, no, dump out the ashes.
No.
And they're, like, trying to figure it out, but he's just like, just dump out enough to fit the bones in there.
They've got half of Kelsey's in the bag. They dump out the bag, like, ah, you idiots!
You know what? Like... You guys joke, but I think there might have been a way to do that in a cool way, like that you brought back Kel'Thuzad, but there's this duality with his father, but his father's also kind of evil now because of Kel'Thuzad.
I am a better writer than anyone at Blizzard, so.
Well, you've stolen far fewer things from Games Workshop.
Yeah.
But still, a lot of things.
Yeah. Almost everything I've ever written.
Yeah. Mostly just the figurines. So... Now they have the remains of Kel'Thuzad, and to resurrect him, they need a place of extreme power in the world. Ethan, do you know where this might be?
Naxxramas?
Nope. It is in an elven city, and a lot of the elves say...
The Moonwell?
Remember, it's the Sunwell.
Oh, the Sunwell. Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly. If you walk around in a lot of the elven cities in the game, they'll go, remember the Sunwell. Yeah.
Remember that's one word.
Yeah.
Oh, pardon me, because just like remember the sun well instead of poorly.
Yeah.
I thought the same properly. Thing. Yeah. I thought the same thing whenever I first started playing. Oh, WoW. Right. I had a Blood Elf Paladin, and they're like, "Remember the sun well." I'm like, "Oh, God, best as I can."
Yeah. Working on it.
Yeah.
Really trying to time my cooldowns, but okay.
Yeah.
So the Blood Elves worship the sun well, which Kel'Dinar was a, like, the level 80 cap zone.
Okay.
Like, there's, like, a zone where you can do, like, daily quests at the end of the day.
Okay.
When you're max level. And, like, near the Sunwell was the one with the Lich King expansion.
Yeah. The Sunwell, if you guys want a quick lore tidbit that I don't know the full story of, but I know this. The four old gods that were on the world of Azeroth way back in before times... there was someone, I think might have been Sargeras, don't get mad at me if this is not right, but there's four gods. Someone was trying to extract the gods, and by trying to remove them from the earth, they opened this giant, like, energy from the middle of the earth, basically. By taking out the tick, all the blood started coming out.
Oh, okay.
And this intense, intense energy. So they found out, rather than get rid of the old gods, because it's just going to destroy the world, they have to quarantine them within the world.
Okay.
So they're all kind of, like, buried underneath and stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And that's where the song comes from.
The old gods.
And that's where that's where you get your Lore Boys Lore Minute. Now back to the episode.
Yeah. Well, the reason I don't expand on that is because I don't know the full story, but some people
at work... We're going to do another episode on that, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we've exhausted everything important in WoW.
Yeah.
So barely scratched the surface. Yeah.
They've been making this game for 15 years.
I figured we'd be around longer than that.
Yeah. Okay, so they're off to Kel'Thalas, which is an elven city that has the Sunwell in it.
Okay, these are the bad elves, the blood elves, the horde elves?
I'm not bad. I'm not really sure.
These are the blood elves. Yeah, but they could be
the Night Elves. The Night Elves worship the Moonwell, and the Blood Elves worship the Sunwell.
Yeah, okay. And I'm not actually sure that the Blood Elves are here in this moment in time.
Okay.
Because Sylvanas Windrunner is one of the elves there, and she doesn't really... And she's, like, one of the leaders of the war there. And she doesn't really look like a blood elf, does she?
No, she's purple instead of, like, white, right?
I'm not sure what kind of elves are there. It's not a night elf, and it's not
just a blood elf.
I think it's just a normal elf.
Okay.
But it's hard to say. But all you have to know is they're elves. It's not really important what type of elf they are.
Big ears, tall, very elegant looking.
Exactly.
That shit.
Life.
It might be blood elves, actually, because blood elves come back later in Northrend. But so they were met with resistance at Kel'Thalas. They were trying to go there just to res their skeleton boy, right?
I can imagine they would be stopped at the border. Like, what's in the urn?
Yeah, what's in the urn?
Is it two dead guys?
It's my father.
Yeah. Also, if you guys have ever played outside of Kel at the Lost, there's something called, I think it's like the Burning Scar.
Yeah.
That is remnants of this fight.
Okay.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the entire starting zone, there's just like one big, like, ragged burned patch that like divides the city in two.
That's awesome.
And that was, yeah, that was Arthas's march up towards the city. And then there's this gate. So he gets through the gate because one of the elves basically turns sides and gives him information for the promise of ultimate power.
And is that guy dead now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Benadelph Arnold.
So like Sylvanas.
Benedict Arnold.
I don't know who that is, but that sounds.
Benedict Arnold was a turncoat in the
Revolutionary
War. Revolutionary War in the States. Benedict Arnold.
Yeah. So Sylvanas is like super confident they won't get through the first gate because it's protected by elven magic.
Yeah.
And Buddy just lets him in.
Mm-hmm. He'll need a dime to get past that one.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those like straight multicolored gates at like a parking lot. Just like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, elven magic. Yeah.
You there, you got a quarter?
Yeah, I think so.
Just some guy not paying attention, misses the battle going on. Yeah, like, hey, can you get the gate? Yeah, okay.
Well, I think Arthas just had control over them because everyone I've seen who works in a toll booth looks like they're undead.
Exactly. True, yeah.
For all you guys working in a toll booth.
Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Take that, sitting at your toll booth job right now, listening to us on the bridge.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Yeah.
Plugged into a radio.
You better be plugging us to every single car that drives by.
Yeah.
Here's your change. Listen to the Lore Boys. Here's your change. Listen to the Lore Boys.
Put it on the tickets. Put it on the tickets.
Validate my parking. Listen to Lore Boys. Yeah. Okay. Validated.
Don't forget to floss. Listen to the Lore Boys. No matter what job you're working at, just start plugging us more.
Yeah. So Sylvanas backs off from the first gate because the first gate is overthrown, and she looks at Arthas and like, he'll never get in, and then she blows the bridge on the way there. I don't actually remember there being a bridge in World of Warcraft.
Yeah, it's so to get to Kil'dannar, Kil'dannar, the island, the level 80 zone,
yeah.
You can't get there till you're like level 80.
Okay.
So like that starting zone is just north of that starting zone.
Okay.
Is where the Sunwell is.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Perfect. And, so Sylvanas does that. Arthas is like, it's only a matter of time. I'll get you, elf, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get really mad at Sylvanas.
Little dog, too.
Yeah.
Does he have a flying bike? Is that his new mount?
Oh, no. I think that might be a thing in WoW, though. I was watching a mount off, by the way. That's a really cool thing. It's like people collect mounts in World of Warcraft. And they basically say, like, get a group of people, and then they start with like easy to get mounts, and they work their way up to really rare mounts, eliminated each round that you don't have the mount.
Okay,
and then
one person is the last person to get each mount.
Yeah, but then there's two people at the end, and then you just trade off, like, do you have this mount? And then if they don't, then you get a point, and then it's their turn. And then the first one to three points wins.
Yeah.
But to get these mounts, it takes an incredible amount of time. You just have to have sunk your whole life to be competitive.
Well, buddy of mine who still plays WoW, like, to this day, never really stopped.
Yeah.
Which of the mounts? Is it, like, the spawn of Onyxia or something?
It's a
dragon mount that looks exactly like her.
Hundreds of mounts.
There's literally got to be, like, 500 mounts that I've seen.
Holy fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
There's an insane amount of mounts.
Yeah.
So but I don't know, Peter.
There is one out there.
I own a bronze drink.
Yep. So, big buddy Arthas, he's mad at Kel. Not Kel'thasa.
Kel'thasa is just a bag of bones.
Sylvanas. Yeah, that trickster elf who's in full flesh right now. She's still alive. If you guys play the games, you might know her as not alive.
The ghoulish type.
Hopefully, that's not too much of a spoiler. But
a little cold to the touch.
Yeah, that's it.
He eventually catches up with her. The undead
are like my ex-girlfriend.
Ghoulish.
Ghoulish and cold to the touch.
Glad you interrupted me for that. Some fucking hack
joke. You're welcome.
I like how you refer to Sylvanas as a trickster elf. It's just like, aha, she blew up the entire bridge.
Devilish woman. Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Blown up bridges.
I did front load that I was the funny lore boy.
Yeah.
And the cute, handsome, and smart one. So
if you can't tell by now, you guess you just never will.
Yeah. So like Ethan's girlfriend, Sylvanas ran away.
Yeah.
And Arthas was going after her, right? And she basically gets back close to the Sunwell. The undead, with the help of that one elf who turned coat, is able to get through the next barrier.
It's the guy with the key ring turncoat or something.
Sure.
Just like through, get through all the gates.
Yeah. It is like a key of sorts. I think it's like a magical type key to get in. And it's not that important. What's important is that Arthas...
It's a skeleton key.
It's a dragon's claw with like three symbols on the claw.
Oh, yeah.
The door is like three rotating rings and you have to line them up with the symbol.
Oh, man.
It's a very cool and unique puzzle.
Hey, you're finally awake.
They grabbed you too, trying to cross that river at the border.
Oh, fuck. Pete, you helped me with my Nord accent. I've been working on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, this is what I've been trying to say for a bunch of times. Sylvanas, he catches up with her. And rather than kill her or raise her as the undead because he feels this would be too good for her, he turns her into a banshee.
Oh.
So a banshee...
Banshee queen.
Yeah. She's like a ghost... separated from her body, which is he hides her body away and he just brings her into this like ghost form, and only Arthas can see her, only Arthas can hear her, and she has to follow Arthas everywhere he goes. And with like, he can just like focus on her and decide, I want to put you in ultimate pain, and she'll be in like the worst pain imaginable. So basically, she kind of follows him around, and she snarks at him, and then he'll just, like, put her into writhing pain, and then she learns to be quiet and, like, kind of just hangs out in the background.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a banshee, which is odd, because they're very well known for their shrieking.
For their being loud.
Yeah. And he uses her as a weapon. In a fight, he can actually, like, bring her to pain enough that she screams, and everyone around her falls to their knees because the sound is so crazy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's Sylvanas right now.
And forevermore.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
A horrible fate.
Yeah,
or should
so...
I say forever horde?
Hey!
So, Sylvanas is following, Arthas at this point.
So he separated her spirit from her body, then hid her body from her, basically?
Yeah, hid her body as good as he could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like a phylactery? If you burn her body, will her ghost die?
That's a good question. It doesn't happen, so I don't know.
I see.
Yeah. It doesn't happen.
You should try it.
All right.
I'm not going to finish Sylvanas' arc here, so just know that she does get back to her body.
Yeah.
Gets out of control of Arthas and almost kills Arthas at a certain moment.
If you have seen probably any of the trailers recently for World of Warcraft, you know that she's doing just fine.
She's doing pretty well for herself.
Yeah.
She's like badass, like kind of like purpley
skin.
Started
a small business.
Like super red eyes, like... with a bow. She's just like this badass horde hunter that's like sort of undead but found her body again.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking badass.
Yeah, the reunion between her body and spirit did clearly not go as planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, so for now, she's following Arthas.
Okay.
She's building all that good resentment for this evil, evil man.
Mm-hmm.
So they have access to the Sunwell. They overthrew everything. They took down the leader.
Pulled Sylvanas' soul out of her body.
Yep.
That was really the only thing stopping them.
He turned a lot of other hunter females into banshees as well, but they are not featured at all.
He's got a fetish.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of, yeah, I guess. Once he did it once, he's like, fuck, that felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it when they scream. But, yeah, to move on, he's at the Sunwell. Kel'Thuzad is... resurrected as a lich. So you thought he was a lich at first, because by the time you saw him, he was a lich.
I'm also unfamiliar with what a lich even is, other than an undead wizard.
He's a skeleton that now has some control over the undead. He's good friends with the Lich King, and he's a great ally to Arthas.
Okay.
You'll see that whenever other people don't have Arthas's best interest in mind, Kel'Thuzad still does.
Okay.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's a good friend.
Like, for real best interests and not the kill your parents and defile their graves best interests?
Well, Arthas wants to follow the Lich King. The Lich King is good friends with Kel'Thuzad. All those three, the Lich King, Arthas, and Kel'Thuzad, they're like bros right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They play with a cookie. You
know? But, yeah, and the Dreadlords might not always want to play along, so they kind of become their own little faction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lich, strictly fantasy speaking, is a powerful wizard who puts his soul into a phylactery.
Okay.
Specifically. Mm. I don't know if Kel'Thuzad... I don't know if in the World of Warcraft canon, liches have phylacteries, but I'm saying, traditionally speaking, liches always have a phylactery.
Okay.
I need to go run Naxxramas and see if he does, actually. Yeah. I'll never run Max Ramos in actual vanilla because, like, less than 1% of the player base actually does that.
It was nuts, yeah.
It takes the real, real hardcores to get in that, and I don't plan on that. But anyways,
we'll see. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. The next step from Tychondrius. So the Dreadlords say, now we need to bring another Dreadlord into the world. His name is Archimonde, and he's, like, a bigger, badder Dreadlord.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they found a portal they could bring him through, but they're like, how do we do this?
He won't fit. He's too big.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the bird prophet? From the first episode.
Yeah. Oh shit!
He's a mage.
Medivh.
Yeah. So Medivh, if you've seen the World of Warcraft movie, or if you remember from last episode, he's the guy who says to Arthas, to Jaina, to the king, to Archmage Antonidas, "Hey, something bad's gonna happen. I'm a prophet. Do this." Nobody listened to him, basically. Mm-hmm. So they have to get an artifact of his from Dalaran. This wonderful book. And it's just called the Book of Medivh, and it has a bunch of cool magic stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bunch of fan fiction.
It's
a wizard spell book. It's the most important tool.
Yep. So, the next chapter is called The Destruction of Dalaran.
Dang.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah. They march up to Dalaran. It's a flying city. I don't know if it's a flying city.
It was not flying at the time. No.
Oh, okay. Flying city in the game. So it's on the ground at this point.
It's a land city.
Yeah.
So it was on the ground in the game with the Wrath of the Lich King expansion. It was, you remember right outside Undercity, there was a purple dome?
Yes.
That purple dome was Dalaran.
Oh, okay.
And it was like shielded. I don't know what's going to happen here, that they're going to like be shielded. But then with Wrath of the Lich King, when they go to fight the Lich King, like way after everything we're talking about now, when they go to actually like defeat the Lich King in Icecrown Citadel, Dalaran teleports the whole city into the air above Northrend.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
By the time you start Classic WoW, like all of the stuff that we're talking about today will already have happened.
Okay.
Like where we finish, I'm going to say like, now this is where you start the game kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, so, because this kind of happens in and around Warcraft 3, which happens before World of Warcraft.
Exactly. It's Warcraft 3 till slightly after Warcraft 3.
Okay, and Frozen Throne, which is the expansion.
Yes.
The expansion,
yes. So, the destruction of Dalaran, you can guess what happened. They march up to the city, and once again, Arthas says, "Hey guys, give us the book." And
no one gets hurt.
Exactly. He knows Jaina might be in there, and this is like one of the last bits of his humanity. So he's like, I don't want to have to see Jaina because I don't want to have to kill her. Yeah. But then he's like, oh, I do want to kill her. Because
you hate running into an ex.
Yeah.
I get it, Arthur.
it's like
so
cutting
weird.
It's like cutting his last string of humanity, though. Yeah. And it's this mixed feeling. Like,
and it's so awkward. Like, you want to say, like, how you doing, but you don't really want to know how they're doing.
I just want to get straight to yanking her soul from her body and enslaving her as a ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Jaina is in the city. Archmage Antonidas says, please leave. Jaina's like, can I stay here? Maybe I can convince him. I'm the only one that he cares for. Eventually uses her better judgment and listens to Archmage Antonidas, takes a portal.
Antonidas tells her one fact about what he's been doing recently.
Yeah,
like, never mind.
Yeah. Look, I know he's your ex and all. Do you want to sit down? Take a seat.
Yeah.
I know he's your ex and all, but like, he's been murdering people.
Yeah.
And he's got a big sword and he's knocking on the door. You should go out the back.
Her reasoning was like, I couldn't stop him at the culling of Stratholme. What makes me think I can stop him now?
Fair, yeah. Fair, pre-enslaving banshees. Couldn't convince him to do things. Post-enslaving banshees.
Yeah.
He's way off the rails.
Post-banshee fetish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Destruction.
He just wants her to come up to his banshee compound and drink some Flavor Aid.
Yeah. What could it be, Antonidas? What could be worse than his horse fetish?
Oh, you've never been to Arthas Town.
Yeah. So she gets out of there. The Kirin Tor, which are the mages of Dalaran, they put up a great fight. Mm-hmm. They try and fight off the undead as best they can. These are the most powerful mages in all of Azeroth. They fall to the Lich King. Archmage Antonidas even dies.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, Medivh is the guy with the book.
Yeah. You ran out of spells to cast. Keep generating fireballs.
Yeah, exactly.
Get stabbed in the chest. Yeah, and he's like, oh. That's on his tombstone.
That's it. Fucking Arthas was running a mill deck, so he just he was just drawing from nothing. Yeah. So they get the book now, and
Medivh doesn't die. How do they get it from him?
Well, he doesn't have it. He's
distorted in Dalaran.
Oh, yeah. I see.
He's like a hermit.
Oh, okay.
He has his tower that he lives in.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I didn't really say that. He doesn't... Like, he visited Dalaran to tell Archmage Antonidas, hey, something bad's going to happen.
Keep an eye on this very important book for me.
Yeah. Well, okay. No, that was always there.
Okay.
He was outside of the picture, and he came in to interfere with, like, mortal things, because he's just, like, so above everything, to be like, careful, something bad's about to happen. No one listened to him. Dalaran gets raised.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, that guy who only shows up whenever the world is in peril showed up.
Yeah.
What'd he say? I don't remember.
I didn't write it down. I wrote it down, but I wrote it down on the back of the takeout menu, and I threw it in the garbage, so.
Wrote it down on my hand, put my glove back on, I got all sweaty, it's gone.
Yeah. So, the destruction of Dalaran, they get the book, they go and get the new Dreadlord, he's even bigger, even badder, Archimonde. And now, the Dreadlords, they decide,
need a Lich King anymore.
Exactly.
We get a super Dreadlord. He's better than a Lich King.
And we start to learn the reason why the Lich King was awoken and brought to power. Because the Lich King was normally frozen completely in ice, Ner'zhul. And they brought him back, basically, to bring the Scourge to pave the way for the demons. So they were the Scourge is like the bodies they don't care about to get to clean Azeroth before they come and just
you
want to
throw
up.
Good demon bodies at the problem.
Exactly.
Throw old dead human bodies at it.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Double triple cross, basically.
Yeah. This is... Yeah, they're just like starting to work up a lather, basically, with the undead. And then they came in. Yeah.
Come in to rinse up.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. So the Lich King's like, the fuck? And he starts losing his powers. So he's like slowly losing his power. And Arthas was too.
Arthas gets all his power from the Lich King at this point.
Exactly. It's being channeled through he's losing Wi-Fi on his sword that is his antenna.
They open the demon portal, it fucks up the signal. Can't get your LTE anymore. You're on fucking 3G trying to get text messages. You're like, fuck.
Tries to raise the dead on 3G. Just guy, two arms come out up to the shoulder, start like scratching at their gnarled hair, but can't get the dirt off.
So... Now we have this thing where kind of like the Dreadlord and the Lich King, we thought they were working together to take over the world. Now there's this power dynamic where the demons kind of just dispatch. They don't need the Lich King anymore.
There's
and
only
they're
one king, baby.
Uh-oh, guys. We couldn't trust the Dreadlords.
Yeah.
Not even me. The most powerful skeleton.
Yeah. This is where the Banshees get away. Sylvanas gets away, finds her body like against all odds. Comes back to life with, like, the biggest vengeance.
Imagine that. Arthas is an idiot. He left Kel'Thuzad exactly where he left him. He just left Sylvanas' body right where she's, like, the first place she checked.
No, he buried... Like, he hid her body in a way that, like, would torture her to know that it was, like, right there. It's like keeping someone starving but putting, like, a piece of pizza just out of reach of thing. Okay. Yeah. And...
My body was under my bed, but I love my bed. You should have put me on top of it.
No.
So there's a few beats in the middle, but just for the sake of time and sticking to Arthas, the demons are no longer using him, and the Lich King was weakening, and he's calling for help, saying there's demonic forces on his front door, and he needs help. Arthas, get home. And Arthas is losing power, so he's like, okay, I gotta go home. So, home being Northrend, where the Frozen Throne is, where he got the sword.
Citadel?
Yep. So, he pops up on his undead ships or whatever.
Arthas, you need to come home. I don't like the looks of these teenagers.
Yeah.
I can't stand the heat down here anymore.
Oh, I guess it's important to note, somewhere in there, Arthas wasn't sure how to overthrow the Demon Lords, so he gets Illidan's Stormrage. Who is super powerful to go steal the skull of Gul'dan from these demons, which weakens them.
Gul'dan being the warlock who brought the orcs over to Lordaeron in the first place.
Yes. Exactly.
Also the playable warlock character in Hearthstone.
Okay.
Yes.
He's the main villain of the Warcraft film,
Gul'dan.
From what I can tell.
Yeah. Yes, he's in there. He's super powerful. His skull's really powerful. Demons have it. Illidan steals it, weakening the demons, making Illidan real fucking powerful.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Gul'dan was a servant of the Fel or demons.
Okay.
He's a warlock who summoned demons and made pacts with the Fel.
Yeah. That's just put a pin in that. That'll come back later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So now the next part is called the Race to the Frozen Throne, because we have demonic forces going towards the Frozen Throne, and we have Arthas and the Scourge going towards the Frozen Throne.
Is this part of comedy?
Comedy?
Yeah. just like a wacky race movie where you've got like Arthas in a biplane crashes through a billboard with his own picture on it. Well, funny you mentioned Rat Race. I was thinking of the original film, like it's a mad world, which is my dad's favorite movie, despite the fact it is 2 months older than him.
I pictured more like there's caves on the way there, and they're doing like Scooby Doo in and out of the cave openings and stuff, like chasing each other.
Yakky Sacks, the Benny Hill. Shtick.
But yeah, so they get there. They realize that the demonic forces are way ahead of them. There's actually blood elves who have come to the cause because of the whole Sunwell incident. They've tainted it. So there's this giant army they weren't expecting there. But Arthas has an ally who's a friend of the Lich King who's there.
Kel'Thuzad.
Kel'Thuzad, yes, but a new one. Anub Arak.
Oh, Anub Arak.
So he's like a giant scarab dude.
Yeah.
And he's like
cool.
He's a boss.
Now the scarabs, like the scarab races, I know like nothing about. Like the bug races of Lordaeron.
No.
I know nothing about
it. And maybe we'll do another episode about it. Yeah. But right now, all we know is that they used to rule on Northrend. And when the Lich King came to power, he overthrew these, like the bugs bowed to him eventually. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And Anub Arak says, I know a way to get there. Us bugs, we have tunnels under this whole continent. We can take you underground.
Hollow Earth, guys.
Yeah, it wasn't lizards, it was bugs all along.
Or it's like the Hollow Nest from Hollow Knight.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's E3 and we didn't get a Silk Song announcement, but whatever.
We didn't get much at E3 this year.
No. Anyways, I want to get through this. But yeah. So they go through all the tunnels. They get there just in time and... there's a whole army waiting outside the throne, and it's led by...
Sylvanas
Windrunner.
No, the other one that I put a pin in. Illidan Stormrage.
Oh, okay.
So he's, like, strong like a demon now. He's, like, green glowy eyes. Yeah. He has, like, this sword, and he's fighting with this one-handed sword, and he actually fights Arthas, because they're fighting over who gets to the throne first. Illidan, I think, wants to destroy the Lich King, and Arthas wants to save him.
Yeah.
So... Illidan has this great big sword. He starts fighting, and Arthas is like pretty much as even, and then he gets like the upper hand a little bit on Illidan. Illidan takes his sword and he splits it, and then it becomes like two daggers, and then all of a sudden it's like two-handed fighting, which is really fucking cool. And Arthas beats him though. He stabs him in the gut.
He's like, ow, I poked myself with my two swords.
Yeah. It's a really good fight scene.
I was never trained to fight with two.
This is gonna take all my cunning as a warrior.
Yeah. Stabs him in the gut.
Yeah. Like ripping his sword. Just hold on there, Arthas.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to. Yeah. Cracking it apart at the hilt.
Yeah. But they're like, this is probably the most evenly matched that Arthas has been to at this point. Like,
that's kind of wild that he's weakening and can still kick the shit out of Illidan.
Since he's back on the continent, his Wi-Fi is way better.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, like, yeah. He gets way more powers.
No more roaming ghost powers.
No, right. he gets home, and then all of a sudden he goes from, like, jet lag
his
to
charger was there.
A full hour sleep and two Adderall. Like, he's good to go.
He was able to turn off power saver mode.
Yeah.
Does he get his Banshees back?
No.
Banshees back. Chili's Banshees back ribs. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, please.
Then you got your episode title.
I'm just hungry, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a little hungry.
I'm not hungry. I had a whole
hungry drink. For lore.
Yeah. Well, I got more for you.
Nice.
So, Illidan is down. I don't...
Not dead, right?
I don't... He,
no, he's not
I don't
dead.
Think he's dead.
He's not dead.
He's like he's friends
not,
with so many
he's
demons.
Not dead. He's, no, okay. He's not dead.
I'm, no?
I'll say it now. He's not dead.
Okay, so I agree with you. You can stop saying it.
Yeah. I mean, he's... You... Anyway, you've played expansions with Illidan Stormrage.
Yeah, no, he's not dead, because he's friends with a lot of demons and shit, so I'm sure people get resurrected, like Kel'Thuzad got resurrected in just this episode, right?
He gets brought back as a servant.
Kel'Thuzad gets in the...
He gets brought back as a bad guy in Burning Crusade.
Yeah.
And he's the good guy in Warlords of Draenor.
That's right! Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, you play... I think there's like... That's this whole flashback mission you do with
and
him.
And then the demon hunters come back as a playable class.
Shit.
And Illidan,
he's a demon
Illidan
hunter.
Stormrange is a demon hunter. He leads the demon hunters. He trains all the demon hunters. You meet him if you start a demon hunter.
Okay, so two of the new classes fought each other right there.
Yeah. The Death Knights.
Death Knight, demon hunters.
Cool. Exactly.
Oh, the demon hunters as a class faction. I don't know if they existed in this time. No, like, he comes back and he comes back and is enslaved by demons, is like mind controlled by the Fel,
yeah.
And you know, hates all demons as a result. Like once you like break the spell, or
yeah, yeah, yeah. So he builds he makes a club to hunt them down.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Illidan collapses in the snow. It doesn't say he dies; he just collapses. And Arthas turns toward the gates of Ice Crown Citadel, which is a raid. You guys can go back and do that. There's like 12 bosses. Yep, 12 bosses. It's it's not easy. Even like now, we played with two level 100s in an 80 raid, and it can be pretty tough. Like there's this one fight that you have to like heal a dragon, and you can't do damage. To win the boss fight, you need a healer, and you need to heal it up.
Oh, okay.
So I was lucky I was playing with a paladin, or else we wouldn't have got back.
Yeah.
Now they left a door open, so you can run by it in case you want to. But back in the day, like, it was a really hard boss because you don't stack that many healers, right? No, yeah. Not as many as DPS. But yeah, so that's
the chemistry.
That's in the Ice Crown Citadel. None of these bosses are there yet. There's even like one of the there's dragons that are like in different aspects that I'm reading about now. And they turned one of the kin of Malagos, the dragon of Arcane, basically, mm-hmm. Into an undead.
And it's a skeleton in the trailer, right?
Could be. There's a lot of turned dragons, but eventually they do turn dragons. You can tell that it's part of Malagos's family if males will have ghosts at the end of the name and gosa for females at the end.
Oh.
So there's different languages.
Sindragosa is a very famous female one.
That's the one you fight. Mm-hmm. That's the one you fight.
I think that's the one you're thinking of, Peter.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
so it was like the Lich King's dragon.
Yeah, one of the ones in the trailer.
And I fought that one as well. Wizard that's the same one.
Oh, okay, cool.
So yeah, you're in Ice Crown Citadel. This is the place of the raid. This is Arthas has made it all the way there, has defeated the leader of the army that was going to get to the Lich King, and finally he's reunited with Daddy Lich King. And so he enters the Hall of Glacier, and he sees a winding pinnacle chained to the ice. And he goes up to the stairs towards his destiny. And the voices of those he had forsaken flooded through his mind. There's Jaina, Muradin, his father...
Ogden.
Poor Ogden. Poor Ogden.
Well, I brought Ogden back, so it's...
Yeah. So then the rasping...
Who else would take care of Invincible?
Yeah. Brush all his ghost, flaming ghost hair. Yeah.
The rasping voice of Ner'zhul floods his mind, the Lich King. Return the blade. Complete the circle. Release me from this prison. Arthas complies. Now, Ner'zhul's voice echoed within his mind. We are one. And Arthas and Ner'zhul's spirits fused into a single mighty being, just as the Lich King had always planned. Since the beginning, Arthas was his vessel since before the calling of Stratholme, and it all came together.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's why
he had been shopping around for strong boys, and he was just like, I'll take that one, please.
Exactly.
Okay.
Probably.
I would assume when he killed...
Invincible.
Kel'Thuzad.
I was going to say Kel'Thuzad, yeah.
No, I would say even before then, but yeah.
Yeah, before he killed Invincible. I feel like Invincible... Such a gorgeous horse. Whoever kills that horse will be my vessel.
I feel like killing Invincible, and this is all speculation on, I think, both our parts.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So not to step on your toes, but I feel like killing Invincible was like the flaw that he nicked in his own soul that the Lich King used to grab a hold of him whenever he killed Kel'Thuzad.
Okay, he broke the integrity of his soul so the he could kind of leak in.
Just a little crack pushed it wider and wider and wider. Eroded.
Allowed the Lich King in.
Yeah, I could see that. It's somewhere between there and Kel'Thuzad, I think.
I think it kind of takes away from his character arc if like killing Invincible wasn't him doing that to himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like so much of his... like potential redemption came from the fact that like he sacrificed himself in that moment.
Yeah, and that's when he swore to do anything for his people, exactly, which led to
I think it's just a more powerful character decision to be like, yes, he did this to himself.
You are better than Blizzard Riders.
I am better than the Blizzard Riders. So if the Blizzard Riders didn't write this, then crunch at me, Blizzard. Yeah. I will write all the Hollow Earth conspiracy theories for an expansion you need.
So, they're one. Arthas is the new Lich King. Back to the dream that we had at the beginning. He enters the dream again. This is how the book ends.
Okay.
And he's in there. He has Ner'zhul. He has the boy. And they start talking, Arthas and Ner'zhul. And the more that Arthas speaks to his humanity, the more the boy's, like, boils go away. He becomes healthier. The more that Arthas kind of leans into the Lich King, the boy becomes sickly in front of him.
Okay.
So then the Lich King says, kill the boy. Kill your humanity. And Arthas raises Frostmourne, and almost satisfyingly, he kills the last strand of humanity. He has nothing that he needs to hold on to anymore. He's completely unhinged.
Yeah.
Then he kills Ner'zhul.
Oh!
Kills the Lich King, becomes the soul-only Lich King.
So you can just, like, kill the other half of your soul?
That's what he did.
Holy shit.
He killed both halves of his soul.
He killed,
oh, killed the humanity and the evil bit.
Yeah.
Too bad he didn't kill them in the opposite order.
Yeah. He just got better. Yeah. That would be the worst, dude. Because what have I done?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Like, waking up from a bender.
Yeah, Jaina's still alive, so that's cool. Yeah. Maybe she'll take me back.
Hey, baby.
Fucking sleeping on a frozen floor, like, what the fuck?
Missing a shoe.
Yeah. So cool.
Frozen puke in his hair.
God, yeah. I gotta call my dad. Let him know where I am.
Yeah. So that was like 2 hours of lore for this one dude, but he has such a cool story. So
kind of an important dude in the really the Warcraft cool canon.
Yeah. So I guess to lead into the beginning of Wrath of the Lich King is he takes the scourge that mostly stay in Northrend now. And he goes back into Azeroth after they'd settled and rebuilt. And both the Alliance and the Horde take offense to this and join forces to go fight him.
Which is the Wrath of the Lich King expansion.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, he was getting bored. He's like, sure is quiet down there with a lot of living people. I don't like that.
Wrath of the Lich King was a cool expansion because, like, story-wise, the Alliance and the Horde teamed up for the first time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, like, it would have made sense if they'd done it so much before, because, like, so many times in the past, in the history of Lordaeron, like, had the entire world been threatened by, like, extraterrestrial threats, you know what I mean? Like, Burning Crusade, you know, Mal'Ganis, and, like, all these other demons were, like, flooding through to come, like, destroy the entire Earth.
It's that big green gate, right?
Yeah, that's it. And you're just like, we'll keep fighting, though.
That's it. And as someone who played through it, really recently, it really feels like an Alliance raid that they just, it was endgame content, so they needed it for Alliance and Horde. Because you're running it, what's his name? Fordring. Tyrion.
Tyrion
Fordring. So he's a Hearthstone card. He's really popular in World of Warcraft. He's like, fuck you, we're going to go get you. And then, like, the base camp in front of the Ice Crown Citadel, all Alliance. So you do work together, but it really feels like an Alliance effort to go get him. Also, when you kill him, there's a cutscene, and Tyrion's there. He's kind of, like, held up and being tortured in front of you, and then you go and kill the Lich King. Tyrion says, like, okay, like, what are we going to do now? And this guy, who I wish I remembered his name, but a very important member of the Alliance, comes and says, like, Tyrion picks up the helm, and he's like, should I wear? Yeah. Should I become?
Cast it into the, like, fire, Isildur.
Yeah.
Elrond is there. And,
So he has this moment, and then another guy comes throughout from behind him. I think his name's Bolvar.
Bolvar Fordragon?
Yeah, I think it's Bolvar Fordragon. I could be wrong. Please tweet at us if I am, and we'll fix it.
I think it is. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it is. I know what this story is.
Okay, so Bolvar Fordragon picks up the helm, and takes it away from Tyrion, basically, and says, no, like, this is my place. I will be the leader of the
Drugs
Scourge.
Drugs are for losers, man.
I will be the leader of the Scourge, and I will, like, encase myself in ice and just hold this within myself until the end of time.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. The end of the cutscene is he puts on the helm, he gains control of all the undead, and then the throne just, like, freezes over.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the end of the arc.
There's so much neat stuff in WoW that I never got to experience.
Yeah.
It's a fun game if you got, you know, like, a year and a half to, like, dedicate to hardcore gaming.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in high school,
like we were.
If you're in high school, yeah, do heroin, whatever.
Yeah.
You can I'd argue that if you wanted to go back and experience these stories today, Retail WoW makes it incredibly easy to get through all this content now.
Yeah.
If you wanted to play,
it's still a time investment, though.
It's a time investment.
Easy, but a time investment.
But look, to one listener, if you want to start playing WoW, I will craft you an heirloom set, and you will have an expedited pass through WoW.
Well, that's our Lore Boys.
First one to tweet at us.
That's our Lore Boys premium, folks.
There you go.
Yeah.
The first one to tweet at us, their commitment to the show, their undying loyalty beyond death in the face of a sword that talks.
That's it.
We'll get a one crafted heirloom set.
From Jamie.
Yeah, plate, chainmail, leather, cloth, whichever one you want, whichever class you pick.
It scales up in level with
you. You better pick a healer, because every goddamn raid group needs a healer. And we all know that Jamie, Peter, and I are not going to be playing fucking healers, okay? We are DPS boys. We are the all-stars, okay? We're the important ones on this show. Not you. Not you, but you will get your heirloom set from Jacob.
I like this meme, but don't play healer if you're going to play by yourself, because it's a lot easier to go through the raids by yourself if you're a tank. But healers are cool, too. Play Paladin. You can do both.
Oh, yeah.
You better not be thinking you're going to fucking heal us as a Paladin.
Keep your dirty hands unlaid on me.
Yeah, but that's a real thing I'll do for you guys. So tweet at us, and the first one to do it, we'll reach out, we'll get your battle net, and I'll give that to you.
Oh, well, normally we do that after handles. But I guess Jamie walks us right into it. So this has been the Lore Boys. My name is Ethan. You can find me at EthanTheDeadMan on Twitter.
My name's James. You can find me at TLB_JamesMiller on Instagram, I think.
Something.
It might be JamesMiller_TLB. No, TLB_JamesMiller. Fuck!
You'll never find him.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to figure out which one he is and create the alternate one, and it's going to be the Dark Jamie account.
Just wearing sunglasses and a leather coat.
Raking my lawn with skeleton bones.
Yeah, exactly. Even little boys' boils and stuff.
No, I'm not going to give him my battle net. I don't want that many friends on there.
Two more from the amount of people who are going to add us.
Yeah. And JAYMILLK64 on PS4. I've got one of you guys, James from Twitter. I want to say thank you to Tom Jensen for your ongoing support. Our boy Matan from Israel. All those people, I see you guys on our social media stuff, and we super
thank you very much.
It. Yeah. And Peter, where can I find you?
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. Picture Boy is my name now on Twitter, and then it's at Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram. Give us a follow, check out our episode images, and also theloreboys.com.
Yeah.
Oh, and twitch.tv/theloreboys. Jamie was doing VR yesterday.
Yeah, I've actually been streaming a lot. I'm trying to get back in shape before WoW Classic so I can get, like we were talking before, I'm trying to get to a baseline so I can let myself go again.
Honestly, it's the healthiest unhealthy decision.
Yeah.
You gotta climb up the hill to slide down.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And I love tobogganing.
That constitutes...
sledding with my body weight.
Lore Boys toboggan.
See ya.
Jamie's old fatty heart out. New one in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.